All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, welcome to this week's Centaur Views. This is No Sense.
And your girl, Victoria.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook. And remember to like, share on Apple Podcasts.
And Anchor. Comment.
You can comment on Apple?
Fuck, I don't know.
Never mind. Oh, yeah. Rate us on Apple. I'm not sure if you can comment. If you can, comment. We also on Spotify, Stitcher. If you have a player that you use, you can use our RSS feed and you can put it there. Any other formalities before we get to the...
Nah, let's get it.
All right, so we got a little panel. We're doing a little random discussion this time. So we're going to go around the room. Y'all know how we used to do in first grade. Say your name, what church you go to.
Who your mama now? Who your people?
Oh, hi. I'm Tashana, Trey's girlfriend. The usual stuff. Hi, everybody.
Welcome back, Tashana. Thank you. Thank you for hosting us again.
No problem.
Hi, my name is Candace, and I'm a friend of Tashana's. We also work together. She is my assistant, my virtual assistant.
Okay.
What you do?
Do you have anything to promote? Yes. Any businesses?
Yes, I'm a hairstylist in Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm also the CEO of Candy Forever Hair Extensions. We sell extensions and custom wigs. We also have wigs on hand. So we're kind of like the only hair boutique in Columbia that has like handmade custom units. You pretty much can get everything done. So if you want to follow me, my IG is That's So Candace, and that's S-E-W, That's So Candace, like a needle and thread. And then on Facebook, it is Candace Tanae Simons.
How do you spell Candace?
C-A-N-D-I-C-E, and then Tanae, T-E-N-A-Y. Simons, S-I-M-O-N-S.
And what's your sign?
My sign, I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
So what that mean then?
She about her business.
Oh, well, she just did that.
She about her business.
My name's Chris. I'm a friend of Candace, extended friend of everyone else that's here.
Welcome.
I'm in the construction and electrical work, so if anybody needs any kind of that work done, you can contact me via Facebook, named Chris Morrison, Instagram, the Mo, THA_MOE, and glad to be here.
Thank you for coming.
And what's your sign?
Sign is a Pisces.
Oh,
I like Pisces.
So how we read that?
My grandmother's a Pisces. They're good people.
My mom is a Pisces.
And another reoccurring guest.
Yeah, man, it's DJ Lockshaw.
Hey, Shy.
Glad to be back. I'm excited to be back. I got some shit to say. No, I'm just playing. But I'm happy to be here, man. Y'all know to follow me, DJ Lockshaw _TO on everything. So let's get it.
Thank you.
Well, ain't no way I'm gonna sound that cool because I'm from the country. But I'm Comedian Pudgy, and you can follow me on everything Comedian Pudgy, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Everything. P-U-D-G-E-E. Moving on.
You want to discuss what's in the works?
Oh, I got a little show coming out I want to promote. It's called That Don't Make No Sense, starring your boy Comedian Pudgy here and my closest homie, No Sense. You know he got to be up in the building. We're going to get pretty retarded. We know y'all going to enjoy it. Please enjoy the laps.
Thank you, Pudgy.
So y'all getting all the reveals on this show. All my next
moves. Bring that out yet. But since we promoting.
And Pudgy's the Aries. What's your sign?
Scorpio.
That is right. Okay.
Yes, we must have a dominant sign in here. I am an Aries.
We are Centaur Views. That's the dominant sign for me.
You will be offended.
Do not at me at all. About what I say. Speaking of which, if I know we got some first time guests. Please feel free to share as much as you feel like you're not obligated to share everything.
We won't judge you.
We don't.
Once it put out, some people might, but we don't.
And our thing is, don't at us about what we say on here, please. Like, that's just mind your business. If it ain't for you, okay?
So we're gonna get into like political stuff.
Ooh, you know I love talking politics.
Yeah, and I really don't give a fuck. If it's black, I'm behind it. So
that's right. That's first, all we need to know. What color? That's it. Check mark. Black. Where's the nigga seat? That's it. All
right. So first, we just watched it. We're gonna talk about the rap battle between DNA and Charlie Clips that was made on YouTube, and it is paid for by the Biden-Harris
Horrible decision.
Yeah, Latrice made us watch this.
They didn't think that dude.
They
skipped the scope. Yeah, they skipped the steps.
It was trash.
I'm gonna let y'all be negative because I gotta be positive.
Of course, you do. That was something.
I think the overall idea, I couldn't see where they were going. It just wasn't developed enough. They should have ran it by a black person.
I think they dropped bars.
Decision making.
I think it was hot.
You didn't even watch it.
I ain't listened to like the first verse, but I didn't listen. But I didn't listen to the second verse, so it was hot altogether.
So rhyming,
you had the consistency
so
about
out.
It.
Yeah,
you had the consistency.
I mean, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Work.
It was corny.
It was Redfish, Bluefish.
Yeah.
Why they pick rappers I ain't never heard of?
Charlie Clips was wild out though.
Very evident.
They were real battle rappers.
And they were trying to be so angry. Why did they have to be
That's
so
what
angry?
Battle rap is.
That wasn't a battle rap. That was like a good value
I
disagreement.
Think it was just the seriousness of it. That's
the
why they
oh,
yeah, that's why it was
that
just,
was
like,
just
that.
Like
I laughed. That was my initial.
You ain't never
response.
Seen a battle rap?
I have, but I don't like
they
should have
made it a cypher.
That's what I'm saying. That's what they do. It's all about being big and mad. And
I want to see the Trump response.
No.
That's what I'm waiting to drop.
Kid Rocky Machine Gun Kelly.
You're a child. You're a child. I can't.
That would be horrible.
Let me hear the positive to paint a picture.
Wait, the picture at the end was really cheesy and horrible.
Yes, and see the third TMZ when I saw it on TMZ, they didn't show the ad at the end. They said that it was part of the campaign, but it just had the battle, so it didn't show the actual paid for. So yeah, once you see that after, it's kind of like oh. But the thing is, if they would have left that out, like from what I viewed it, like it could have just been something that they promoted themselves without having to be endorsed.
Yeah.
Meaning like the campaign could have like hashtagged it, but for them to pay for it, I think that kind of made it look like they were pandering. But
it
then,
was because first of all, Democratic Party has not appealed to black men voters, period. Like they are solely relying on black women. They are not talking about immigration, which affects their jobs. A lot of black men work like under the table jobs, and if you got Mexicans coming in taking your jobs, then they're losing out on money.
But that's what I'm saying. I think with that is a lot of people, they like just being on Facebook and seeing like people's view on Biden and Harris. That if you get off of the corniness of the rap battle, they were actually saying things that you know that they were doing, the plans that they had, the things that happened. Like, to be honest, the rap battle, that's none of us in here in that age group. It's college kids to like closer to like your late 20s.
That's the trick of it. They're trying to include
They're knowing about stuff, because if people are not paying attention to things like that, they learning something from that. It's not to
Wait,
us.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying that the demographic for that ad is what we're calling
I
it.
Wasn't thinking that. It sounded like they were trying to appeal to like the man in the hood that's angry.
Younger kids are not watching rap battles.
That's what I'm saying.
Most of us in the hood got felons. I don't know why they're appealing us. We can't vote anyway.
Yeah, you can.
I can't. No, but what I'm saying is, sound like a college kid, because this is like somebody who ain't never like had nothing. It sounded like they was gonna finally get out the hood and own a house. Like it wasn't to black college kids.
No, but I'm saying that the group, the kids, the that I know that know them and that watch rap battles, that's who they are. That's they why we don't really know. Yeah, we don't know them like that. But the like just from working with younger people, that's what they keep on. Like Charlie Clips and DNA, I did research on them. Apparently, they're like brothers. I guess that's why they chose to do it with each other. Mm-hmm. But they like they've been doing it for so long. Like they do like tag rap battles together. It's just they're big names in that whole, you know, in circle. That arena. So it's like it's if that's who you're appealing to with. Yeah, if that's Charlie.
It should
you
be
appeal
a universal
to.
Like ad though.
But none of us actually saw it on.
Well, I mean, you're right. I didn't see it, but it should have stayed.
A different way than using the. They could have came up thought of a different way. Not saying that DNA and Charlie Clips or whoever they weren't good to appeal to a certain
demographic.
Group of, yeah, but I feel like they could have. They probably could have did a different way. Came up with a different people to do it. I don't think the rap battle
that
scene was the best way, but each his own.
Yeah, because everybody don't even 30. Like rap that's yeah, black.
Younger kids are not listening. Like,
and then ones who do listen to this new age rap.
Yeah, like,
what they're talking about right there, most of the kids are like, nah, I want to hear a battle. They
I want to throw a little point in there. It's the point of them.
And the kids know what's going on, too.
They had a point now where they've been, every time election come, all of a sudden, Democrats are criticized for using the black vote. But you only hear them talk about that during election time. What they're doing as far as Democrats is they're trying to do everything they can to show that they are at least trying to reach out. They're trying to see more towards something that we can relate to. So, yeah, it was corny, but it's the effort that they putting in it. Because if you look, and people always say, man, you should, they just using you. Well, look, at least we included over here.
That's
there ain't no black people over there.
I 100% agree with that.
You can call it any kind of corny you want. There ain't no black people over there. If they are, they don't know they getting sham.
I don't think so. I think that there are black people on that side that are that truly, genuinely feel like they got... they get heard and seen over there. Like,
Omarosa. You ain't got no choice. You the only one over there. If they want a black opinion, you the only person they can't go to.
No, he does have a good group. He does have a lot of black people that support him. That's, and a lot of black men support him also.
Ridiculous. I think that's ridiculous.
But like, but to go off of what Pudgy said, like, that's the thing. Like, you know, they say, you know, like y'all saying that's corny. And then they say, well, Biden couldn't have said, if you're not black, you know, if you're not black, you vote Trump. Like, at the end of the day, I want a president who's going to at least talk to me. Because if you're not talking to me, you're not making any kind of promises to me. I can't hold you accountable for anything. We can't hold Trump accountable for saying you didn't do this because he never told us he was going to do anything.
What do you say? What do you got left to lose?
Yeah, you know, and so that's my thing is, it might not be in the language that we want it, but at least they're trying to talk to us. They're trying to communicate that we hear you, we see you, we know that, you know, your vote is valuable.
I'll put it to you in another term. The Democrats, at least they say Black Lives Matter. At least they were enough to speak up with the police killing of black men like myself. So you don't hear that from Trump. You hear police force strong.
I agree.
So I just don't know how. My point in all, and I'm gonna stop with this because I'm really like passionate about it. Look at it in the facts of what it is. Mm-hmm. White supremacists don't want to coexist with anyone. They want to eradicate everyone else. White supremacists support racism. They feel that, white supremacists support Republicans. They feel like that's the best way that they can make it happen. There is no way as a black person you should be on the same side as a white supremacist. That's it, plain and simple. There's no way that you should be on that team. There's no way that you should be on the same team.
I understand why you feel that way. I agree with everything, a lot of what you said. I really do. I really do. Especially about, like, you have these white supremacy people that think that
the Republican Party is their tool to do what they please. And I agree that white supremacy thinks that they are the supreme race, and the people that none of us matters. I also think that, like, we can, like, segue into this point about the comment, like, Ice Cube's initiative to go speak with Trump.
Yeah, let's do that, because the rap battle is...
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah, I forgot what we were talking about.
It's really... That was... I didn't like it. I didn't. But, yeah, for him to go speak with Trump, and, like, I think that's the position that I've taken. Like, you go to both sides. Like, either way, shit got to get done. And I think that I have a problem with what he did, but I commend him for what he did. For me, I think that it was too late. Like, he could have did that not a month before the campaign. Like, he didn't... His intent was good, I think, but his time, he didn't read the room.
Yeah, you waited until the last man to be radical. Like,
yeah, I understand.
And then black people to vote for Trump.
Like, wait a minute. When did you start listening to Dr. Umar? Like,
I wouldn't do Cube like that.
Just saying, that's how he looked like somebody who just heard about Dr. Umar and just went on YouTube and just, yeah.
I got to make a change.
Yeah. It starts with me.
I'm there in the mirror.
We donate to this school.
Let's call the ruckus. Like, what the fuck?
I like how Cube checked the news on it. He was like, yeah, I went over there because they said they'll talk. I asked the Democrats too. I ain't no sellout. They backed off from though. They were punked out.
Used what he did to their advantage.
But he said that he was aware. He's like, I knew that both sides, whether he worked with the Democrats, he said, whether I work with the Democrats or the Republicans, I knew that they were going to take this and exploit this. But that's still, you can do that, but my intent is still the same. We need to make a change for black people. So he was well aware of that they were going to do that. And I don't think that, of course they were going to do that. Like, but let's get back, all right, they did that. Let's get back to the real issues. Who's going to address them?
I think he was a willing fool.
Yes.
If you went to the Democrats and they said no.
You already
know. They said after.
But I'm saying, why would you go back? Because you know at this point, then whatever you've done with Trump, they're going to use that, because Democrats didn't have nothing to lose because they didn't work with you. So they can't use you by saying that. He should have walked away from it.
He should have, there's, like, all he did was help Trump. Literally. The few black people that'll follow everything he do, they're going to take that as well. Hell, at least he said Trump will listen, so I should vote for Trump. He just, honestly, it made it look like he got mad because the Democrats wouldn't give him a spotlight.
But that's what I'm saying, like, Trump.
That's how it looked.
It's a month out, and Trump doesn't have a plan. Because,
if you really want to go talk to them, why you ain't been
even
did
if
it?
That wasn't the case?
Why you ain't been did it? I ain't. I why agree. This never was nothing before? I never heard anything before. Now it's election time, and when you go out, you want to go out to be seen talking to somebody. Why would you go out being seen talking to Trump? That's just ridiculous. You just, I mean, I understand what he was trying to do. That was great and all that, but the Republicans definitely are not going to help black people. Not. They don't. They're there right now, literally fighting to take away our vote and voting rights. Like, it's ridiculous. So I just don't see it. Like, I don't know why he would even go listen.
Damn.
There you
go. No.
You got an opinion.
Yeah. But he's right, though. He is right. I agree with him wholeheartedly. I think that he wasn't well educated about what was already going on. He the amount of ego he had to just like, ha, I'm about to make a thing instead of connecting with a small amount of people. Like the leader of Black Lives Matter, one of the leaders had a conversation with him on Roland Martin's web series. Like, if y'all see Roland Martin, he's like the black, he's a black journalist that has an all black network for news. And I always go to him just to get, like, I keep my ear to each network, but I like to at least hear, because I like different perspectives. But he had them on there, and he basically, to me, it seems that he just doesn't like the way Black Lives Matter has handled the situation, and like the amount of money they've been getting, and how they allocate all of their resources and like their intent, I guess. But he's connecting himself with like grassroots leaders, but they're not the ones that are actually doing the work, and that's my issue with celebrities. we always tell the celebrities to do something, but then when they go outside of their lanes, like entertainment or and everything, they the amount of weight of their word, like you said, the impact you have, that they don't surround themselves with enough of people that are actually doing the work to know what they're talking about. So it just sounds like they're just being an ass, like he is. I don't know. I'm rambling too, but what do y'all
think? You mean Ice Cube being an ass?
Yeah, like he just kind of like not even realizing what the fuck is going on.
But like you said, like with the Roland Martin interview, like he wasn't aware that the Black Caucus had made these same requests. I forgot what show he was on, but they pretty much went down the plan for Biden and the similarities in the plan that he was trying to present. So, of course, at that point, the Democrat Party don't need to talk to you right now because we pretty much have it.
Right.
Like I said, you bring two all-beef patties, special seasoning, sauce, butter, cheese, onion, pickles on a sesame seed bun to a McDonald's, they're going to be like, you know what? We already got a Big Mac. You're going to take it somewhere else where they don't have that idea.
Right.
So...
Right.
McDonald's.
When you sit, so when you sit there and say, "Well, I took it to them and they didn't," but I took it to Trump and they talked about it. You're making it look as if the Democrats just didn't want a plan,
right?
When you didn't say, "Well, they already said they had a plan,"
right?
You know, Trump. The thing about the Platinum Plan is,
it's one page.
Well, that, but it's saying what he's going to do. It doesn't tell you how. It's like you can basically interpret everything in there to just basically say that he's just bringing money into the hood, not who's going to get the money.
Yeah, I think and the Democrats have
it. Gentrification in the can, basically.
I think any plan that so-called Trump has is ridiculous for any Black person to listen to and stupid. He done been the president for 4 years. He ain't did a damn thing. Nah, he ain't even talked to us. Why all of a sudden now he got this plan for us?
Really,
that's ridiculous.
Because he's trying to grasp. He knows that... He knows that's something that he's losing. That's where he's losing at. He's losing at the Black vote.
That nigga Trump is conning everybody, especially white people.
He's not losing. Trump is not losing the Black right now because I'm telling you, a lot of Black men are voting for Trump.
But I'm saying there's a lot of, just like Pudgy said, I can't vote because it's a lot of people who didn't know they could vote
right.
That are voting now. Yeah. So right. It's a lot of Black people who wasn't heard before that's going to be heard, and that's not going to be where he fits in.
This coronavirus made the real shit real.
Trump is losing the white women. Like,
he should have never had
them. He should have never had
women.
No women. No women.
No women. I don't
ever want to say you have a vagina. Wife.
That man should not anywhere be on your radar.
No female on this planet should vote for Trump ever. And no man who respects a female on this planet should vote for Trump ever. You know why? You know why
the
grabbing by the pussy comment went by? Because it was a white man doing it. If one Black man would have did that supporting Trump,
if Obama had said he grabbed women by the pussy, they would have hung his ass.
Look at what they're doing about it right now. Talking about he too touchy. But Trump is literally violating women. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And brags about it.
Just stand back and stand by.
And I don't like when people say, well, I don't want a president that's pro-abortion. Like, well, how many abortions you think Trump done paid for?
And that's so stupid.
When
to
did
say,
Biden become pro-abortion? They took that. They said, "Oh, Democrats support abortion all the way up to a birth." Who the hell said that dumbass shit? Right. And it's stupid that people even jump on it. Oh yeah, I've heard that. That shit's who the hell? Nobody does that.
And nobody's pro-abortion. It's pro-choice.
Right. Yeah. It's not your nobody else body to make a decision for you. Nobody's saying, "Oh yes, let's all just sign up for abortion." Right. That's not what is being said.
If women lose their right over their body. Because of sexual, what do you call it? Organs or whatever. I'm trying to make a point. All y'all men who real close with y'all socks,
a sexual
y'all gonna
organ.
Lose that.
You know
what I'm talking about. Reproductive, systems? Yes. Women need control over their reproductive system. If they can't control their own system, men need to be able to control their socks. Because I've been to some of your house and y'all forgot to throw that sock in the dirty clothes. That shit nasty, dog. That shit real nasty.
Lonely people, I guess.
I cannot. Don't. I had to get it out. Somebody's listening. Pudgy's mad at you.
Oh my God. Throw that sock away.
Nasty ass.
But Trey, you do make a point. Like the Democrats, their plan is like a couple hundred. I don't even want to misquote. They have an actual plan, and it's actually, but it's more than one page. Trump has this one page addendum, and I think that's what you would call it. I don't
but
know.
Like I told you, when Kanye said $1 million to every single female, I mean single mother, and it's like. I can get behind that.
First of all.
But how are you going to do that?
They like, don't do shit. They
don't
just
make
tell
a promise that don't tell. That's what I'm saying. I hate and that's the, what the Biden platinum plan anyway. Is. It's just a bunch of promises with no, just like when he said, I'm going to build a wall. But then you kept saying, well, Mexico going to pay for it. And then, like, no, you don't know how it's going to be built. Yeah. You don't. Mm-hmm. Now, it's 4 years later, the wall still ain't finished. You don't have that in none of your presidential
Why
plans.
Why they building a wall in the mountains? Who the fuck crossing in the mountains? I still don't understand that part. Ain't nobody even crossing up there.
You put a wall in the mountain, white people just gonna want to put a flag on top of it. They gonna videotape themselves climbing up the wall. That's it.
Y'all ignorant.
Cause the Mexicans gonna dig up a tunnel. That's all.
I mean, I know that. That's what I was saying.
The wall was stupid, especially when he said to have Mexico. Why would I build a wall for you to keep me out? What the fuck is that about? I'm not doing that.
The sad part is we banned from every other country, so what good is the wall? You can't even leave. Now they don't want us over here. Mexico, damn right, we'll help build a wall. Stay y'all asses over there.
Yeah, but y'all, Chinese virus in America, COVID-19.
So stupid. Because the virus flu in China came to America, that means we just don't do shit. We just say it's China's fault. Man, well, I ain't gonna lie. White Trump proved how stupid a lot of white folks is. And some black folks. I feel the black folks is dumber than the white folks. It's not a racial thing. They dumber than the white folks. It's crazy.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. The thing is, when I see a black person, it's like when they are, you know, either totally against Biden and so they're not gonna vote, or they just I'm voting for Trump, it's like you're not giving me no real reason. Like basically it's all with the 20 years ago when they did the crime bill and Kamala locked up every man in California, every black man in California, like she personally went knocking on their door.
It was her job. I don't understand what is wrong with y'all. That's that lady's job. What she was to do? Be homeless? That's her job.
I swear, that's what hurts me the most. It looks like, honestly, we have a chance to support. First of all, why are we letting people who don't like Biden, if you're a black person that don't like Biden, so you will let a white man support a black woman more than you do as a black man? Because he's banking all his cards. He's banking all his cards. He's banking all his cards on this black woman to support him and keep them off his ass, because you know as soon as he get elected, they're going to want him gone. Mm-hmm. So he banking his whole thing into this black woman.
Consider Kamala black. You hear the people?
Only white people.
Half Jamaican and half Indian don't make you black.
Ask any white cop. Ask any white cop if she black, and I guarantee she's blacker than all the rest of us too. That's ridiculous.
They made the law.
Y'all like, he ain't black enough. What the fuck? Come on, man.
Us people.
That's ridiculous. People. Like lightly, you just don't like light-skinned niggas.
They don't even know what the terms mean.
But this is my thing. Y'all listen to a white person tell us.
Because she's not African-American, that means she's not black. No, that's not.
That's
that means
white
she didn't come from Africa, listen. Dumbass.
Let me put it in a term that'll help you understand them. Okay, so they're telling us she ain't black, even though we consider her black. That's their nature, though. Because look at them. They actually divided white people.
It's white people saying that she's black. And it's Jewish people.
They white people, too.
Right.
What do you mean like you white and you Jewish? You
black,
white.
White and Asian.
One of the
sites
said her wife is not white. She's French. She's white. She was happened to be from France.
She's from where all the white people come from.
She's a French white woman.
This is my thing about it. They love to shove in your face. They love to shove in your face that race shouldn't matter. Race shouldn't matter. But what's the first thing out of their mouth? Kamala ain't black. Kamala ain't black. Why y'all support her? Why is race so important?
Oh, goodness.
Don't let them trick you, man. Vote for Kamala. Vote for the sister. There you go. She's somebody's sister. Vote for
Tashana is second in that.
Even if she ain't black, she's speaking to the black community.
I hear.
Comedians, Pudgy's views are not the views and opinion by Centaur View.
But comedians, Pudgy's views are definitely his views.
I've been very vocal about how I feel.
I just don't see how we'll let the white person, they'll support Trump no matter what, no matter what he do, and we'll find any reason not to support our kind. Ridiculous.
Well,
I ain't rebutting that.
Let's hop off that subject.
Sorry, y'all.
No, we good.
No. When the conversation ends, the conversation ends. Thank you.
I mean, it ain't really no argument in that. I mean, you pretty much said everybody. If I was voting for the Biden, I'm voting for him now.
What he said, man. You don't vote for me, you ain't black.
I agree.
Well, Biden. God.
Did you see what Trump said? If he loses, he leaving the country.
He ain't got no choice. He's gonna go to jail. What do you mean? Yeah.
Like, man, he's looking like the one with dementia. Biden is looking like the cool, calm, collected one.
Yes,
Pudgy. I want y'all to know I just raised my hand back in the fifth grade, but this is one point I just want to get out there because a lot of people look over it. I want y'all to understand that y'all watch this white man let out three white criminals that have been convicted, and they got to go home because of the coronavirus. Don't forget that part. Yeah, Manafort, all of them, they got out of jail. They're not in prison. That shit is not all right.
And Tekashi 6ix9ine is out.
His ratting ass.
Okay, for real though. We're going to go to the next one.
Yeah, I'm going to let you ride.
Look like Rainbow Bright grew up.
Y'all probably got more input than I have, but nigga, okay. So we want to talk about toxic relationships, but like examples that's in the media. Like we grew up with some toxic ass stuff in front of us.
Oh hell yeah!
Not knowing,
not knowing.
Yeah. I mean, just watching weird. It, we were entertained by it. But you know, it's television. It's
very weird.
It's programming. You know, but one of the shows I remember. We talked about this when we were actually talking about, but the whole Urkel Lore dynamic. Like, Urkel gave that girl his world.
And he could not accept no. let's talk about that.
But she hurt, like, she said some hurtful things. And he ended up being in a relationship with a girl who was going to love him like he loved Lore. And his ass still chasing after her. She done made you clone yourself.
Yeah, she was doing a bit much.
Like that whole thing, I was like, "What? A puberty? A toxic puberty?" Like, and then you get stuck in space in the last episode. You can't even get married. You done did all that.
Damn, I forgot about that.
I would have loved to like see how the rest of that played out. I don't think they would have actually ended up together.
I don't think so either. The only thing was Myra,
the girl who played Myra, had passed.
Yeah,
so you knew she wasn't gonna be able to come like stop the wedding.
Oh, yeah, she
would
die in real life. I feel like Steve
would realize
his worth.
No, it would have been a Jamie Foxx fantasy. Like,
oh, God.
It would have been I married my childhood. You know, whatever.
I think him and Myra would have ended up together. They were already together for the most part. Like I said, she wouldn't have passed. They wouldn't have changed the scripting. She already had him, basically.
She died in real life?
Yeah, she had pancreatic or stomach. Yeah.
And then they wouldn't have no more episodes.
Right, so they had to write it in that direction. Yeah. In some direction.
But not only that, but even Carl, the way he always forgot the anniversaries, the birthdays, the engagement ring.
This is why they need to bring engagement ring. The Cosby Show. Because that was a great example of how a healthy family.
It was.
That's why they need to bring back the Cosby Show. It is pivotal to our community and our history and our culture. Like,
because even separate Uncle Phil Aunt Viv. Their relationship wasn't all that great either. Because he was at work all the time.
Yes, he was a chauvinist.
He was taking her for granted. Yeah,
he was very chauvinist.
Yeah, he was always at work. Like, damn, you won't ever spend some time with this lady?
And then when she thought that he was, when the girl was flirting with him and he was just like, that's just how women are, da 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 da. Like, it didn't bother him, but then when the tables were turned, he wanted to get, you know.
be a whole bunch of subliminals.
Right. I miss all of that.
Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac show was good. They had a good relationship.
Yeah.
Yes,
are we
it was.
About only because I like Step by Step.
I mean, that was my show.
Cody was my guy.
Okay, I mean, we can talk. Okay,
I mean, White, that was a good relationship.
Ross and Rachel was toxic as fuck.
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah, and Friends.
Mm-hmm. When she held that, it was we were on a break. Shit. Like to the end.
You want to talk about toxic relationship? How about Roseanne? Huh? Oh, yeah. How about Roseanne and Dan?
That was a toxic. That was a toxic family.
That's what happened when you do everything wrong.
What about Florida and James from Good Times?
Oh my God,
he was horrible. He was a horrible father. He's a horrible husband. He's a horrible neighbor.
The thing, the only thing about Good Times is because of the times, it was a reflection of how.
I mean, all of these shows are, even the toxic ones, if you be honest, like, it is a reflection of life.
So was Corey and Topanga a toxic relationship?
That was probably the most wholesome.
Very.
No, because he was kind of mean to Topanga in the beginning, too. He was weird.
They were kids.
Because they was kids. That's what I'm saying. That's the one wholesome where you could see where it grew up.
Yeah.
Like, she let, even when, like,
boys don't like girls at one point. You know,
he went out and talked to the girl and he thought he had feelings. Like, she was like, I'm going to step aside. And you decided that's really what you want.
You always like girls?
I'm talking about first grade, y'all getting
in trouble. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. My son's like that too.
But remember, Corey was always the late bloomer and all of that.
Yeah, he was.
Sean was the.
Yeah, Sean was the toxic one.
Sean had the juice.
Right.
But see, I did see something where it said, "You ask yourself why you in toxic relationships when you should have known you picked Corey over Sean." No, Sean over Corey. Yeah. And that's it. When the girls preferred Sean, it was just like he was everything that you didn't want in a boyfriend. Like,
I think Rachel from Family Matters, she was a big part of toxic relationships. She was single a long time ago. Why do you live here still?
What happened to Richie's daddy, though?
He died.
He died.
He died.
So, okay. So
I ain't never met him.
He
died. I ain't seen him in the episode where he died.
Who was daddy?
Yeah, you remember how
I think they had. They just introduced.
They introduced
like she wasn't pregnant or nothing.
Oh, they introduced him dead. And he was gone for you, so he wouldn't exist. She was artificially inseminated. She ain't had no man.
Okay, so what about Pam and Gina? I mean, Pam. Not Pam. Martin and Gina.
I think it was a healthy balance relationship. He was retarded and she was helping him get himself.
If I talk to any of your friends like that.
I don't know.
I don't think they relationship to was each toxic. Other.
I think Martin found on that.
They understood each other though. That's
yeah,
all
I think
was.
Martin had a lot of
and
growing
he really
to
got
do.
Along with Pam.
And she had to like Gina had to have a lot of patience.
But would you want your man to get along with your best friend? That's exactly how a relationship should go.
Yeah. I want y'all to be able to respect her. You all ain't got to be best friends.
And kick her out every time.
I don't want you to call my friend that.
Y'all said she wasn't saying that to him.
Martin and Gina, Offset, no difference between Martin and Gina. I wasn't Gina. Offset, it's no difference to me. Like their relationship, I don't see no difference to me. Martin, the way that Cardi and Offset fight, they fight, ain't no difference. I see Offset got somebody pregnant. No, I'm just saying, like, the dynamic to me is like Martin and Gina fuss. So Offset went to Montessori.
Where Cardi and Offset, like, he's saying, like, the way that they fight, that would make anyone want to walk away. So it's like y'all probably fighting over some heavy stuff. The dynamic of the relationship, I don't see a difference. They fight over dumb stuff, all right, cool.
I think they should be extra.
Now, Cardi is hella extra, and
so Cardi is the Martin in this situation.
But, yeah, like, I don't really see the dynamic of the relationship, no.
I just don't like everybody just judging Cardi like she went back, why she went back. Everybody has gone back. Everybody done went back. At least she got a Rolls Royce out of it.
Some are still back.
People going back with nothing. Niggas don't have jobs. And they going back.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Going back and he ain't never even
I think that's a really good case of lying your name.
Right. Been there.
I mean, I don't see them, like, doing nothing that's physically detrimental to each other. Like, you don't see, like, you, of course, don't see, like, them hitting, beating on each other.
Right.
You don't see, like, them, you know, they smoke weed, but, like, they not driving somebody to self-medicate with something hard, you know, where they go out and they...
substance abuse.
Yeah, like...
Whitney and Bobby.
Exactly.
Because that was... Oh,
y'all ain't
shit.
Say nothing about them. Bobby Brown killed Whitney Houston. Y'all let that shit ride.
What?
What?
Whitney killed herself.
That bullshit.
Who killed her then?
She wasn't smoking crack before him.
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was.
Y'all put that lady's business in the street.
She introduced him to the crack.
Lord rest her soul. I'm not gonna do that.
Y'all,
but she resting. I mean, I guess the crack out her system by now.
So, what do y'all think makes a toxic relationship toxic?
Love. My ex got mad at me, son, and she ain't never hurt me so much in my life. She put the pussy on the top shelf. No, I can't reach that shit. I'm hurt, boy. You don't pick it to do that. She put that shit on the third shelf. She knew I couldn't reach it.
I cannot. You and these handicapped jokes, bro. I swear, it's gonna be funny hell.
You just go right through it. Ain't no half stepping. You just go right through it.
Ain't no half stepping. I'm sick of y'all.
What? No, I think.
Ain't half stepping.
Ain't nothing but half stepping. What are you talking about? Came down.
Oh, him in distress. Very much so. What makes a toxic relationship toxic?
I think hurt.
I think people, hurt and unhealed shit.
Yeah, you bring that distrust and that pain from past relationships.
Even if you ain't healed, I mean, even if you are healed, that's one thing I'm learning. Like, the stuff still comes with you. It's how you deal with it.
Yes, you learn to deal with it better. That hurt don't go away. Anything can trigger that.
Yes, everything triggers. Yes. But you gotta
wear the same cologne as the nigga that hurt you. Now you mad. Bruh. You can't help that. You can't help it. But you need to understand. You need to be able to sit down with yourself and say, okay.
Yeah, you got to change that shit.
Hey, babe, you like this one? I really like this one.
Right.
I know what I bought you.
Right. Yeah, I think.
Just because gift.
Yeah, I think it's.
At the same time, don't know them signs of a whole lot of shit look familiar, haul ass. Don't wait. Damn that.
No. If it looks familiar.
Yes. You're going to be attracted to a lot of similarities.
You're going to be attracted to familiar, but you have to be better. Like, you don't have, if you want to run away, then that means that you're not.
First of all, we start with that me running away stuff. I think
I'm sorry.
Seriously.
That was funny.
You caught me off guard with that one.
Oh. But you never need an extra leg. I
kind of
just... Very much so. Oh my God. I had a friend that couldn't smell once. And I kept asking her, like, the smell stuff just randomly because it didn't register in my head. Like, she cannot smell. So I just been. She be looking at me like, bitch, you know I can't smell. My bad, but
it's all right.
It's very weird.
That's why I peek at everybody else.
She was just born with no smell.
Oh.
Well, crazy, right?
She was born with a nose.
She had a nose.
She the real nose sense.
Shut up.
That was bad.
That's so funny. Don't dap him up. Don't encourage that bullshit.
So what else makes relationship toxic?
I think
a yes man.
I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying a yes man. Or a yes woman. Speak your peace. Don't go along with shit you know you don't like.
No. That's some like insecure self situations you got to work on when you become, you know, a yes person. You just go along with anything because you're scared to be by yourself. I think it's an element of like, it's like a drug, those relationships, because there's something that keeps you going back. Mm-hmm. Most people in toxic relationships cannot see it. Everybody around them knows but them. And it's like something got you so connected. Like you almost feel like you needed to get by or you won't be happy without it, or you can't survive without it.
D-I-C or W-A-P?
It's not only that, but the demon sometimes pain, that type of pain that you will feel from that relationship is so familiar that you don't want to be without it. You don't know what life will be like outside of it. Mm-hmm. You like, the devil that you know is different from, is better than the devil that you don't know. So you know that this, you and this man are going to fight and argue and beat up on each other. Every Tuesday, you prefer that than the unknown.
He want to do it on a Monday. I ain't all the way healed yet.
He prefer that. Boxing matches, yo. Here next Tuesday.
That's horrible. Oh, my goodness. I think when you don't know what you want either makes it toxic. Because if you say you want better and then you keep choosing worse, like, you really don't. Like, you want that shit. I hate talking to...
I mean, I think some people are probably just naturally, genuinely toxic. You know what I'm saying? They were probably just... all they saw, that's what they were raised around. They just seen it. You know what I'm saying? They just... That's just what they know. They don't think nothing else of it.
I gotta find it. I keep saying it.
Probably the environment, yeah.
I don't think about it until I'm here.
But I think that goes in with the hurt.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch something and it caused that pain, but you think that that's normal, you know, and if you haven't dealt with it, then you just, I'm supposed to, this how, you know, I was raised, my dad hit my mom, or, you know, my parents left me, you know, they never spent time with me, so I feel like I don't have to spend time with who I'm with. Like, you know, those traits that you take, they might not be, you know, good for you. It's just this habit, and you just feel like, instead of saying it hurts, you just say it's normal.
Yeah. And some people got that spiritually heaviness, so they their family generations of curses bounded in them, and they were like, they made my skin crawl. Like, on a spiritual level, you know, somebody that been hurt, like, through they whole family got something, everybody got some shit going on with them. And it's getting passed down from generation to generation.
You're hanging around the wrong crowd.
No, I guess I'm, because I'm spiritually in tune. I see that you can tell from a family, like, if you just, people just reproducing hurt people. And that weight of carrying all that people, it's too much. That's toxic. Like, they need to cleanse their spiritual aura and stuff. Sage soap, and
this is for the people
out there in toxic
relationships.
They got Florida water.
Got an old school cure. Get your ex to stand behind you. Get you some salt. Toss it over your shoulder. You'll be alright. Take 2 weeks.
Hoodoo right there. See, black people be getting on my nerves when I be talking hoodoo and shit, like, and then stuff like that, little old superstitions you find out from your family, that's hoodoo. That's some shit that our people came here with. They took their information from, and their spiritual practices from Africa, and they brought it here when they was slaves, and because they couldn't practice all of the things, they start adapting over the years, and things that we do. And you hear from, like, other people, and then they're like, what are you talking about? It's like, oh, that's just normal. Like, the whole salt thing. I grew up, my mom used to tell it the same thing. Somebody toss some salt over, that is an actual, that's magic.
Do you put the salt in their eyes?
No, you toss it on your shoulder. You
can't look. So you can't look behind. I thought you said you mean to put your ex behind you.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought you meant, like, have your ex standing behind you.
No.
The salt on
him. I'm like, first of all, why am I?
Stand back here real quick.
Right. Why are you part of this
relationship portion? Right. Right. Carry on. Relationship portion. Throwing salt over your shoulder is supposed to banish evil spirits. So your ex is your evil spirit. That's why I say get him to stand behind you. Then do.
Y'all family don't have any, like, superstitious things?
We don't really eat salt.
Yeah, they all do.
Don't put your pocketbook on the floor.
See?
My mom definitely.
Why?
Because you don't want to lose your money.
You had to pick it up.
Sweet. That's not something I grew up with.
That's not something you grew up with.
We might be more fortunate.
Or sweeping your feet. Don't sweep my feet.
That's one thing that will always be in the black community.
Yeah.
Or what feet. About to say, don't, when the women don't buy your men shoes. Because
Both ways. It's men and women. Don't buy your significant other pair of shoes. Now, in defense of
I've never heard the watch.
Every relationship I was in where I did break the rule in person's shoes, I am no longer in that. also, at the same time, it's all the relationship that I didn't buy shoes in, I'm also not in love. That's what
you said it, so no relationship.
Sick of you. But it is if you believe it.
Like, I mean, Tashana, our relationship's on the rocks.
It's rocking.
I just bought her shoes. She done bought me watches. So
no, the watches, what I was told about watches is you're never supposed to date a man without a watch.
That's why you bought me one, because I didn't have one.
Correct, because that's something that I don't believe. It means he doesn't have any importance. He has nothing to do.
That's why I always used to have one.
You need to know what time it is. You have things to do.
Got cell phone.
That's a Sagittarius. You need a watch.
You need a watch. It's an accessory.
That you got to buy.
I got something you want to buy. She bought me about four.
I'm not explaining why.
That's why he's single.
That's why you get all these regular damn basic watch chicks.
He got nothing.
All the time I thought it was because I'm handicapped. I don't even got no damn watch.
That's what it is.
All
right.
I should have told me.
I cannot. That was and too
look
funny.
At it often.
My aunt used to tell me not to spit the pole. Like when you walk.
Yeah. I still don't do that. Yeah.
Step on a crack, you break your mother's back or?
Yeah. I don't know. What
black that. Cat's not supposed to cry. I don't know how you're going to stop it.
Yeah, how do you go back after that?
My mom used to put a cross over the windshield. It was so weird.
How many people out there done took that extra turn unnecessarily because they didn't want to go the same way the black car crossed? Come on.
What?
What? What?
I see the black cat, so I turn one of them. Fuck that. You ain't fucking on my day.
No, I'm not going to turn around and I'm
tired now. I have done some things.
Oh, my God. Y'all are funny. Unintentionally funny. Mm-hmm. I don't think y'all funny.
You turned around your whole direction and you go.
How did
take another round?
Oh, and then I'm
you see three.
What if it's just
somewhere.
A dirty cat? It ain't even black.
Like, nah, let me go back and readjust the gas.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $3.67.
Oh, I
don't
love
no change in no $6.66. Let me buy something else.
I had
wow.
A
wow.
Keep the penny.
What is 666 besides?
I like
that's my Boucher mom be talking about.
Yes, what?
Dab.
But is that really the devil though?
Yeah, everybody know that.
It's not.
Everybody know. I don't know. What?
It's not.
It's you're not. Stupid,
I don't know what any other signs 3-6 stand for.
But
Mafia. That's the other sign of 3-6 stand for.
Is that Project Pat?
They've been known to take the plug too.
Even when they had the name, I just remember being heavy in church and somebody saw the album and was like, this is blasphemy.
Honestly, I never thought of the 3-6s and 3-6 Mafia as the mark of the devil, and I love that.
Did you not hear their music with the backwards words? They really went there. You gotta listen to the album. They talked backwards. It was all kind of demonic stuff.
Hold on. They talked backwards. You ever heard somebody talk in tongues?
Yeah,
what's that?
Right. No.
That's just them being foolish.
Lord forgive me. You know I don't.
We ain't
play
doing
you.
This today. We're going back to talking.
I'm just saying, I ain't never seen nobody catch Holy Ghost outside of church.
True.
And God's supposed to be everywhere.
True. That is true. Have you ever seen somebody had the Holy Ghost on point? Like, bam.
That's not true, though. If some you have to know the difference. You know that.
You see the price drop in front of your face, and you don't catch no kind of spirit?
You're like, no. God is everywhere.
I can't relate because I've been around people that actually do that.
Outside of church?
Yeah, I have, too. That's what I should say. If you know some people... They can
close
be like that
people,
anywhere.
Like,
right?
Anybody that's like close to me and still in church, they operate like that. Like they don't do that faith church.
Like they can be at Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Dead ass.
Yeah.
Cause God is real. God is everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I just ain't never seen that. What if somebody doing it at the club but you can't tell because everybody's dancing?
Oh, come
on.
Run around the motherfucking club.
Stuff like that happens more than you know.
Yeah.
Right? Yo, I'm going to go to the club and just people watch, huh?
Yeah,
like,
and don't
dance
drink nothing.
Holy
just
Ghost.
I've seen people have the Holy Ghost outside of church, but the whole on demand and somebody pointing at them,
that
was
that's questionable.
Yeah, that's
I've seen that, and I was sitting in the church like...
Yeah,
get me out of this shit. Cause,
how can multiple people catch the Holy Ghost?
The truth. Let me tell you. The lady was like, Precious, they spoke. Every time I tell the story, I be bugging. Like, Precious, little girl, it was, I guess they were ushering. So the little girls was in the back, and one of them was chewing gum, and the preacher proceeds to bring Precious, blast her out in front of the whole church. Precious ain't supposed to be chewing a gum, but guess what? Precious gonna be all right. And on beat, Precious is called the Holy Ghost. And the next thing, she start calling all the little girls' names, and one by one, and they start catching, and I was like,
no. And Precious ain't choking on that gum that wasn't supposed to be.
Like, I know God. I was like,
so she ain't spit the gum out. She just was talking
Precious
with the gum.
Precious just had the Holy Ghost, and then three little girls after her had it. And I'm sitting there like, this is some foolery. I was got scared because I was like, this is the first time I've ever felt like this is wrong. I've never been like a shameful child, a person. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, nah, I still had a whole lot of boldness, but I feel like I should not be here. Like,
the only time I've seen that was, it was one of these country churches, and James, who's been on the show, me, him, and two other guy friends, we went because it was one of their home church, and so they stood up forever. I don't even remember sitting down in this goddamn church. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, after they preaching, people start falling out and stuff like that, and they fell out all down the rows, the aisles in front. And the friend that was his church, like, his head was down because he was like, why they had to show out today? Because we was heathens. He was the only Christian around us. And so he was shamed. Me and the other dudes like, yo, when is this going to be over? Like, this is ridiculous. They faking. She faking. Like, we was pointing out, like, that ain't real. And then James, all he did was picked up the Bible and just started reading, like, verses.
Like, he about to so he's always been that rude.
Yeah, he always going.
Okay, I know.
I'm like, how are you playing it cool? Like, what is that doing?
But that's a coping mechanism for him, obviously.
Oh, concentrating on something. Yeah.
Yes, because this, when he's in high, let's not talk about him while he's not here.
Anyway. Yeah, that was in cages there. Don't talk about people that's not here to defend that.
You're right. So we're going to finish talking about Cardi and toxic ass Offset.
Okay, so Shot, you said, what exactly did Cardi come out and say?
Call me so off guard
here. Right. She just took him back. She was just, she found
no, she
for
said
a whole
that they
divorce.
Aren't toxic.
Yeah, she was
they have dysfunction.
They don't have a toxic relationship. They enjoy dysfunction. Like, they enjoy being dysfunctional. They operate in that very well.
I can see that. Also, it's a Sagittarius, you know?
He's not gonna get the spotlight.
Not today. Cardi's a Libra. Brittany's a Libra. We love you, Brittany. She's not here to defend herself. So.
No, I'm just trying to imagine because she's. I think I was like in a relationship with a Libra. It didn't work, but it was okay. That was probably like my most amicable.
Not like, mine. I would never date a Libra in this lifetime ever again.
No, like, we was mean together, but we wasn't mean to each other.
Like, ever again.
Well, yeah. Ever. So, yeah, I can't say I've had a bad experience. Now, Scorpios.
Excuse me?
Whoa. Oh, should I say whoa? Whoa. You doing too much.
So what's not toxic?
That's the same thing. They're in the same race. Toxic and dysfunction, same race. They're synonyms.
I'm older, so.
How old?
Pig and hell.
Pig.
What? Piggy and hell.
Oh.
Love and marriage.
I thought he was going into the other thing.
Only you would think that, sir.
Nah.
Moving on.
Victoria.
I definitely.
I said the right thing. Don't call my name. Do not call
and
my name, sir.
Bundy.
So that was dysfunctional, not toxic.
No, they loved each other.
That was dysfunctional in their house.
The household, their relationship wasn't toxic. I don't think.
He had toxic masculinity.
Yeah, never mind.
I don't remember that show.
Married with Children. I had no business sitting up late at night watching that show. I had no business watching half the shows I watched as a child.
Yeah, because all I remember is TGIF. I'm a saint.
Anyway. I remember TGIF, but I also remember HBO After Dark.
Current show? What is it? Current? Oh, Empower is fucking toxic as hell. I don't
watch it. Okay, so what about Kanye and Kim? That ain't toxic. Ew. Look, yes, what happened to him.
It is. Very much
look
so.
Look what happened to Lamar.
Them ain't them Lamar. Real people.
But that's real Cardi toxicity.
And, I mean, even not shows, but it's still in line with Cardi and
Curse of the Kardashians. Yeah, that's so all
that Kanye being fool. Kanye being fool. Kim just amplified that shit.
Because she controlled the house, so he got time to
just control. He had his foolishness under control.
Y'all gonna let that woman get away with poison that man's mind. He's a lunatic.
He jumped on the stage in the middle of
that's him.
Award show. That was not in control.
That was against a white person. It's okay. He had it under control.
And drunk.
No, he knew it. The Hennessy was so he could. He already knew he was going to do it.
What did I didn't blame him.
When he went up for Taylor Swift. I'm gonna let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish. Knew but that Beyonce he had that. The best album so, of the year.
Yeah, he just had the Hennessy in his system to cool him down. So he
at that point, I knew him and Jay-Z weren't gonna stay friends. Man, why the fuck are you up there talking about my woman?
Sagittarius and Geminis have a very
Geminis. That's what I would never date again.
Excellent.
I gotta start checking on these signs. I don't really be asking people about their sign when I do that.
More than two signs.
Really?
Never thought about it.
Astrology is a art. It's an art. It's a science. It's been studied for hundreds and thousands of years.
They get some stuff right about Aries, but a lot of stuff I'd be like, I don't think that.
It's because you're more than your one.
More than one sign.
You need to listen to.
My mama told me what I was when I was born, dog. I knew it was crazy. That's my sign.
Here we go with this Aries shit. That's why they're crazy. It's a defense mechanism.
You ain't acting like you got half a leg. You acting like you got half a brain.
Sound like you hating.
But no, you got man. That the we had a girl, see Nicole.
See.
She came and she read my chart, bro.
You could have called her see Nicole.
Okay, I just that's your friend. And she read my chart and. It broke me down. I'm not just a Sagittarius. Like it breaks down like what time you were born, what where you were at. Yeah.
Oh, so Aries and handicapped. Gotcha.
You wasn't born handicapped though, so that's not part of your.
If you download the CoStar app, it will do that. You just have to have your time of birth. I have it on my phone, and it does break down every sign that you have based on what time you were born. And
I thought CoinStar just took your change and turned
it not no. CoinStar.
CoStar, like CoStar.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, yeah, it's what is rising moon sign. Rising sunshine, and then you had a moon sign.
Shut up.
No. Not moonshine, but a moon sign.
Rising moon.
Don't call him up, because he clearly know that he got red.
That's it. I'm the same way, because I'm just learning mine, and the girl who read it, she knows so much about it. She was like, oh, you really are like this? And, oh, you really? I was like, give me that. Let me do my research.
Right.
I don't know who's good and who's not.
Right,
but yeah, it's called CoStar. Mm-hmm. So you can put in your chart, and as you can see, how it has the signs and the houses, all of that, how it breaks it down.
Your Venus is in Sagittarius.
What does that mean?
How can I get my time of birth?
No, you just have the way you love is like a Sagittarius.
How does Sagittarius?
Oh, yeah.
Do elaborate.
Good luck.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
I know good luck for you.
No, it's good luck for her.
No, I'm saying, yeah, it's gonna have good luck for the next person.
It's gonna be good luck for the next person.
Do you know any Sagittarius?
No.
We're
I apologize.
We're a little wild. We're wild.
It's not who not.
We don't like regular.
Yeah.
You like options.
And options.
Variety.
Openness. We'll try anything 3 times.
Very optimistic.
That might be true. I don't know if I would try anything 3 times. I have some stuff I would try once.
Once.
It's
enough.
Few things. Yeah, once is enough. I don't need to go back.
It just will be like, that.
Deep sea dive.
It was good. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good.
Bad.
But let me see what it do now.
God, we're horrible people.
No, we're not. We need to find out who's a Sag.
We are Sagittarius. Centaur views. A centaur is half horse and half man.
Yeah.
You remember, like in Greek mythology, seeing the centaur. That's why we have animalistic tendencies, and then we got the man. Like we got the nice balance of both. Very primal. Pardon me?
I'm biased.
We're biased?
It's our show. We can be biased.
I know. I was
just yeah. We don't like...
You want your Aries view? You can talk about yourself.
Right.
I don't know enough about it.
The Ram.
But that's why we asked, you know, and just like when you said you're Aries, you're passionate. So when we talked about politics, because that's something you're passionate about, your conversation comes off as that as well.
Right.
Or I just don't play no games.
Because you're an Aries.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Passionate.
You think about a ram. A ram when they're mad, they're just ramming all that.
You mean like the goats when the old lady be walking by and just randomly hit them?
Yes,
oh my gosh.
That's
you. I could be Aries. Yeah,
I'm cool with that. You can be one. You are one.
That's you on the phone, yo. I need you to be making this happen. You on the phone, son.
I'm supposed to be getting to see you.
Me? Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you. I put out a little trivia.
So, anybody else want to explain what, any more examples? Nikki, real or
who? Nikki and Professor Ogie.
That was very crazy.
It was like the opposite of Steve and Laura.
Yes. She was the
stalker and
hold up, I don't think Steve was a stalker now. That's Myra.
He was.
Steve didn't stalk. Myra put the camera.
Steve cleared the whole DNA genes to stalk. What are you talking about?
Pictures of her all in the locker. Stalker. Stalkerish.
Right. That was desperate. I didn't like to see that. And then she was a bigger woman. Like,
yeah.
I just don't know how he didn't go for Myra, man. Oh my gosh. What was he thinking?
Myra was fine. Was
tough. Exactly, bro. Like, come on, man. Myra was fine. Glasses up. Get a new prescription or something. There ain't no way, bro. It was not even a competition.
What made Laura unattractive is the way she did not like Steve. But she didn't have to. I didn't like that. They kept pushing that nigga on her. Like,
No.
She never really had her hair done.
She was shallow. She was shallow because she liked Stephon. It was the same person.
She always
person.
Had that short
it looked
with
exactly
the
alike. She was shallow.
That was the time, my G.
But all the time.
And he wasn't cool.
So she was shallow.
She
was shallow. That's all. Why you can't admit this? You know, Laura was shallow. Okay, she was shallow.
Okay.
Steve and Stephon look exactly alike.
Not exactly. But
they're the same person. How they don't look alike?
It's the clothes.
And they didn't
make
the man. Answer like.
But if you do
put on a little bit of Versace and they notice you.
He had confidence, though.
Yeah, right.
It's the confidence. The confidence makes a man.
Steve was the smartest person in the room at all times.
Aww. But he wasn't confident about his swag.
He was confident about his intelligence.
That's it.
You got to use what you got.
But she wasn't looking at that.
You won't ever hear me say I'm
confident
about Steve.
She was a teenage girl. Ain't nobody give a damn about smarts, man.
Look at all the dudes that she ended up dating. They was like the jock.
In high school.
The popular one.
We looking at the niggas that look good.
Laura, she really loved
that's on the football and basketball team.
She just had the image to portray, so she wasn't really about to be stuck with that old... She dated Steve.
Remember the car he had? Ew, that little wind-up car.
Yes, it was shallow. They're teenagers. That's what you do.
But you know what really...
I was a nerd,
like,
so I felt Steve.
The best things was that time
was
when
too, but
they were like
fine niggas.
Like when they first started dating, and he wanted to take her to like the poker like fair thing, and she like saw like what he did like outside of just being that nerd. Like he had like these kids like basically like adored him because he helped kids like get to all this stuff. Like she saw like who he was. To me. Like, if you go back and look at it, to me, that's, like, the time when she fell in love with him. But I think it was so normal that she just wasn't going to see her life without him because she was so used to, you know.
I think that when the you have to understand the conditioning women girls had, like we were fed to go after the Prince Charmers, the good looking ones, the ones that were athletic and stuff. So you have to understand that, like, Laura wasn't thinking about no smarts. Like,
I know, thank God for football. I don't love it until I started playing football.
Boy, football would make a nigga look a whole lot better than he actually do.
I don't know about all that. That sounds like a low-key insult.
Or basketball.
I would have been a bigger whore if I played football.
Soccer. For sure. Soccer.
I'm just imagining the stuff I got from being a drama kid. You just multiply that by a football. Yeah.
Yeah, because the drama kids are very...
What? You just need the right reputation. You gotta play football. You gotta play no sport. You just need the right reputation.
I didn't play no sport. That's why I said if I would have played a sport.
Oh.
Yeah, would have had some kids.
You've been walking down. Walking down.
I know where all these mobility jokes coming from, but. They gotta stop somewhere. They gotta stop somewhere.
She did. Dude, the last one was like step by step.
No, he brought step by step up.
Oh. I did it again. I told you I'm gonna keep doing it. Just something you have to live with.
What about Full House?
I'm gonna try to. Something
going on.
There's
too many men in that house.
Well, I don't understand how that many people stayed. What? Everybody ain't had no damn bedroom.
Right. Everybody still.
We saw the house from the outside.
No, Stephanie and what?
Stephanie? That was only one.
No, it people. Was the two girls who was teenagers. They stayed in their one room.
They had a Michelle had studio, a, didn't he?
Yeah, that was
well,
saying. Michelle
had
her room.
They had a basement. Studio.
A basement,
but that's not he didn't say attic. That with him and the wife.
No, yeah, that was
a big ass motherfucker house. They had a basement. They had at least like 3-4 floors.
It was the daddy, the three daughters, the two brothers, his wife, and they twin kids.
But they was all in the same room though.
Yeah, the
that
twin.
Was a big ass room.
That was like the attic or something. That was
the attic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it wasn't really that many. What? That's four rooms plus they make you the basement and the attic.
No, it was a three bed. It had to be a 3-bedroom, right?
No, Danny, Joey, and then the girls and Michelle.
Because Joey slept in the basement at one point. He moved out of the other room. And...
But he had a room. That's what I'm saying. So it had to be at least 4 bedrooms.
Well, I know Uncle Jesse was fine.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Uncle Jesse. Uncle Jesse was fine.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to him?
He's still fine.
He's still looking the same.
He in a guy about the mind.
He sure is.
He's damn sure still look the same. He's one of them few white people that don't really age.
Can we talk about that?
White people don't age.
They got. I think they got a peak. Like every white person got a peak where they look like.
All of a sudden, they got old.
Yeah. Everything just started looking old.
You ain't got that melanin. You got to have that melanin.
It's melanin.
Melanin.
I hate you.
Say it right.
You called a man Colin Kaepernick the whole show last
week. I sure did.
That's what his mama named him.
Colin.
I'm from the South.
I damn sure did. I cannot.
You think it was just then? How cold that since I met him?
Colin,
are we gonna let you live in your truth, man?
I was like, let him be great
until you correct me.
Well, we did call Colin Powell. Colin Powell.
Is that not
right? They spelled the same.
We black. We are like people don't pronounce it.
Colin.
I've never heard Colin Kaepernick speak
because his parents was white. White people, when they spell it, they say Colin.
I don't care.
It's two L's in Colin.
L's in Colin?
I don't know.
I don't think when it's the first name. I think you have two L's at the last name. You say Collins.
Y'all funny.
Like you ain't never met Blake, a butler.
What?
Andrew, all them white person got first names.
Who the fuck meeting butlers?
Everybody got first names.
I met a butler.
I'm not the fresh prince.
That weird.
Everybody got first names.
Butler Davis. What kind of shit is that?
It was Jeffrey Butler.
I'm talking about.
Oh, you talking about you met a butler named Butler?
Then? Moving on.
Oh, his name, his first name was Butler. Mm-hmm. That's a black thing.
Mm-hmm. He was white.
He was white.
I was like, what?
He was poor.
Nah, he just made up. I just thought about that.
You lied.
Fictional.
So you lying?
Yes.
I lied to make a point. You need to be a politician.
What are you talking about? Practicing right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Stimulus checks for everybody.
So I can't do y'all Aries.
I don't want it.
Already.
You been. You acting like Ice Cube now.
I mean, let's just be real about it. Trump really wanted to win the election. All he had to do was pass out another stimulus check.
That's what
And he's legalized marijuana.
Don't give us a stimulus check every
time. Yeah, I'm gonna repeat again. I'm tight with y'all black people. I've been talking about on this episode. We need to vote for Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang would have had our niggas out of jail. Andrew Yang would have had $1,000 in our pocket. And
before the pandemic,
like legalized marijuana across the motherfucking states. Like, yeah, I'm sitting here like,
I know you wasn't gonna make it though. You talking about getting away too many people's money?
Fuck that. That money is ours.
Mm-hmm.
Our data is being used constantly. You think when you talk on Facebook and then you start seeing ads, that's your data. That's your information that they're selling to the, to on. Those companies to run ads.
To ads you. Or ass?
Ads.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about
that. You see, oh, I didn't.
About a little pedophilia in the phone.
Oh my God. That's your data. That's your money. People you are know, like, making money off of
when you think about buying something, and then it's like the second thing on your Facebook.
Right.
That's
it don't have the price I was thinking about.
But they saw that you was looking for something.
But they need to get that shit straight if they're going to use it, because I need to put a price I had in mind, too. I'd love to put it up there, but not with the right price.
He was going to take that money and make it so that we can get $1,000 a month. I don't know about y'all, but I damn sure can need a free thousand, a tax-free $1,000 a month. Y'all dropped the ball on that shit, and I'm still pissed off at black people now. We dropped. I ain't dropped it. Y'all dropped that shit.
I just think we should try doing what they do. They stand behind theirs. I think we should stand behind ours.
We don't have
them. We don't. I'm about to say whom.
You got Kamala?
Because Andrew Yang, so you want me to write in Andrew Yang? Because I did vote for him in the primary.
Yeah, he ain't going to be there.
So that's my man.
Shit, that's all I got. You talking to get us $1,000?
That's my man. Money,
but we passed.
That's
that
not point. Good enough for you me got, to vote for Biden white racist, or Trump. Really,
you got a white man with a black woman. I'm gonna take the swirl. Everybody likes swirl from McDonald's.
That sounds like Columbia neighbors right there.
Check the black box.
I'm serious.
We know.
Check the black.
So can we discuss what we're gonna do in the future then?
Yeah. What we gonna do?
Look, think of it this way: the change that everybody wants. Think about the path there. So look at our two choices and what we have. Out of the two choices, which one do you think will get us closer to what we want to achieve? The white men that aren't listening to anybody but other old white men? Or the white man with the sister by his side so we can at least talk to her?
But he's not going to be there.
I can't. So I'll tell you what I know about his plan later. Can't tell you now because it's going to give white people the reason not to like
I'm saying.
He's gonna be.
He not gonna be there after the 4 years.
He's not.
He'll, so what are we going to do every horrible. After then?
We gonna. We mean Kamala gonna be president? We need to change something.
Okay. Wait, they listening? Mm-hmm. Tap tap.
You know it. Black people.
They're having unite. Meetings. They're having meetings. I watched my shit. Go ahead.
I just really don't like how we not behind our at least for the simple fact of he's stepping toward the future of this country. The future of this country is not white. The future of this country is everybody.
Bruno Mars.
Exactly.
That's what everybody gonna look like.
You know what I mean? I don't know why people be tripping on that anyway. Some of our greatest people are swirls. Come on, Blake Griffin, Drake, Cole, and Colin. Both of the Kaepernick.
Both of the Kaepernick.
You should have said both of the intestines. That's what you should have said.
I didn't pay attention in biology that much.
So you think that's the next step?
No, I mean, like, at least vote with them. It'll get us closer to that. rather than the other side trying to take us back to 52. Like, y'all don't remember what they used to do in 52.
Bars.
It's hot. It's hot. I spits that fire.
Something wrong with him.
He had the cat. I thought it was kind of obvious when I walked in. The hat should have given it away as anything.
Oh, man.
Just noticed the hat not too long ago.
So Pudgy has a blue. Is that blue or black? I can't see. My sight is not great. What? It's a black hat with a handicap symbol on it.
Got a face mask, neck mask, shirt.
It's his logo.
He sells it.
That's dope. It has a cane and a hat. On the handicap.
You don't see me without my cane, you know what I mean? Unless a miracle happens or something. I got a good crook.
I cannot. What else are we talking about today?
I think that's pretty much the show. Does anybody else have something y'all want to run by? Pudgy?
Of course. Why would you not ask the handicapped man if he got something else he want to run by?
Pudgy's still on the show. Pudgy knows
I'm tired of this shit. Tired of it. It's a jab after jab today, and this shit's going to stop.
Well, I can't think of no better ending than that. So, we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah. Wait, before we go, don't stop recording. If anybody want to promote their handles, where we can find you, they got projects. No. All right, all hearts and minds.
Comedian Pudgy. That's P-U-D-G-E-E. Comedian Pudgy. You can find me on all platforms. I'll have a lot of jokes for you and for your family. Definitely something for your mama.
Dang.
What? That's the best old school jokes. Okay. Well, no joke better than your mama jokes.
Gotcha. Oh, God. So. Okay. Our hearts and minds.
DJ Live Show. _TO and everything. Yeah.
How you spell the lock shy?
Like LOCKED.
You know, black people don't spell lock like that.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's LOC. I'm serious. That's exactly how I was spelling it in my mind.
Mine is That's So Candace on IG. That's THATS So SEW. Candace, CANDICE, and Candace Tanae Simons on Facebook. That's CANDICE, last name SIMONS. And we do have a show every first and third Wednesday called WCW, which is Wig Crush Wednesday. So you guys can tune into that as well as we go over the things that we offer and upcoming promotions.
Do y'all make wigs for men?
Yes, we can make a wig for a man who needs to book a
conference. No sense, we got a new spot.
You know what?
I can't.
Oh, he was setting that up real good. Well, that's good because, you know, there probably is people out there that would.
That's a whole business.
Yeah, you know, look at LeBron James. Everybody forgot that he wasn't bald, man. He got hair now, yeah. He was bald 3 weeks ago. Who do you think he got his from? Visit her shop.
I love it. I love y'all.
I love us, man. Period.
All right. Peace.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.